Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for being here with Mary and me as we get ready for today's personal connection segment. And we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Maybe you're one of them, but too many travelers think, oh, it's never going to happen to me. But the reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from Travel Guard. It's affordable and provides protection in so many ways.
It really does, folks. Don't get stuck wishing you had done this, as it's so simple. Whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, we're going to have a little fun with today's Personal Connection episode as we talk about making travel decisions based on astrology. Have you ever done this or wondered which sign is considered your best travel partner? Joining Robert and me is an expert in the field of astrology, and people from all over the world, including the jet-setting celebrity crowd, have called upon her for astrology readings. Let's say hello to Susan Miller right now, who I can see is waiting on that show hotline.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Susan, and our latest Personal Connection episode.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Well, it is so great to have you here with us. So, Susan, listen, you know, I have to start off this way. I know Mary's already looking at me. Anyone I ever dated or traveled with prior to meeting Mary back in the 90s was an Aquarian like me. I've always found that funny, frankly, because in retrospect, it may explain why things didn't work out. But then I met Mary.
You said that.
Exactly. Then I met Mary. She's an Aries. And as they say, the rest is history. And here we now host the nation's top travel radio show together. So I know you're not a psychic.
Perfect.
But
no, you're air, she's fire. Yeah, air makes fire burn more brightly.
Well, it creates, when things work well together, it's great.
When they don't,
it's the passion of the
friction. That's another radio show.
But listen, explain to us the connection or the relationship between astrology and travel.
Oh, well, travel is in two parts of the horoscope. The third house is short travel. That's like when you get a getaway for the weekend, maybe 2 or 3 days. The ninth house is foreign travel, and that's in the same house as education, because the ancients felt that foreign travel was one of the best forms of education. It was on a par with college, and they put college and graduate school in the same house. So it is very broadening to travel. It is. It's good for you.
Well, it's a good connection. So, all right, so just listening to you speak there, I'm wondering, how often do people come to you with travel questions, and frankly, with 12 astrological signs? Are specific signs better suited to travel together? And I guess conversely, as I alluded to earlier, maybe not travel so much together.
Well, you know, there is such a thing as compatibility. And right on the front page of my website, Astrology Zone, I have a blue box. If you kind of scroll down a little bit, you see this big blue box. And you put in, say, I am an Aries, my partner is an Aquarian. And then you do it the opposite way. I am an Aquarian, my partner is an Aries. And you'll get two completely different reports. And they're accurate because I wrote all 65,000 words for all the encapsulations, and they're free. And yes, but I do want to have this caveat. I feel anybody can get along with anybody else. If you want to make it really easy, then you travel within your element or an element that gets along. For example, a water sign might enjoy another water sign. The water signs are Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. But you can also add earth, because earth and water makes flowers. So you've got Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. You know, but we all have 8 planets plus the sun and moon, and we're all completely unique. Your chart will never be duplicated in time, space, or geography. You're it. You're the special, you know, creature of the universe. You're not going to be duplicated ever. So I do believe that other elements enter into the chart. If you just love traveling with this one person and it makes no sense, it's because the other planets are creating that glue
Okay.
that puts you together.
So
we can have a little fun with this. I'll tell you the easy ones.
All right, Susan, I want to shift direction just a little bit. Well, first of all, I'm glad to know that Aries and Aquarius are a fairly good match.
It's only been 25 years.
Since we travel together all the time. Right. But all right, so I am really curious about shifting this a little bit to destination travel. I'd like to know which signs are maybe well suited for more of an adventure trip, trips that test boundaries. I love
That's
to
Aries.
Do that as an Aries.
Yeah, Aries likes to test their physical stamina, and they might like camping or going out to the American Southwest, where, you know, they can experience the canyons.
Yes.
You know,
she's had me on some hikes that I've almost died on, so that's probably why.
Uh-oh. Yes, don't wander off the trail. Yeah.
A few times, Susan, I was like, this
just
is
a
it.
Handful.
That's always good advice. Right. But, yeah, but the travel sign is Sagittarius, and this year they're having one of their emerald years. It happens every 12 years. And the thing most important to Sagittarius is a long trip. They want to go somewhere they've never been before. Now, we have rising signs, too. If you've ever had your chart done, you find out your rising signs. So Sag rising also would fit here. But they're the ones that go to Cairo and Rome and Paris, and then they go to Crete, and then they go to, you know, Tokyo. They go everywhere. This is my sister. She has strong Sagittarius in her chart, and is always, she went to Alaska and went to see the wild animals, and there's a boat ride that you can go on. She went with her husband. It was just great. So the Sag is the travel sign, and the second travel sign is Gemini. This is the sign of the curious journalist, but
right.
It's also the travel sign. But they tend to go closer to home and go more frequently. They're popping in their car, exploring places that way.
All right, so everybody listening right now, then, if you're a Sagittarius or you're a Gemini, then clearly that, I would like to think, that probably
curious
makes up the largest part of our audience because they're all travelers.
Yeah.
I guess we now have
that's,
more demographic
that's
data.
That's true, you know. But the Pisces right now, this is June and July is coming. They're the ones most likely to have a romantic trip,
mm-hmm.
you know, with their one and only. Whereas Cancer will have a lot of fun with their family, with the children. And that's fun, too. I love traveling with kids. So.
All right. So I'm not hearing the Aquarian or the Aries, though, so I don't know about that. But
hey, we're missing Scorpio. Yeah, exactly. Scorpio is a big sign.
Scorpio,
that's a sign that I love. What do they
Scorpio
do?
Scorpio doesn't want the crowds. They want someplace remote and
private.
Peaceful and something that they can explore on their own. They're not people who would do well on a tour. Gemini would, but not Scorpio. Scorpio needs to be on, well, even Aquarius needs to be on their own schedule. They want to build.
Scorpios are those people that are always getting off the tours.
Yeah, don't tell me how to travel. I'll take care of it myself. Yeah,
that's usually the case.
I know a lot of people listening know that.
You know, Virgo loves to do the research ahead of time. Mm. And actually, I read this study that for many, many people, the time right before the trip is even more exciting because they're just, you know, jumping up and down. They're doing their research. They've got their guidebooks. They've been reading up on the history. And it's just so much fun. And traveling with a Virgo is heaven because they've done all the preparation. They've really mapped it out. And they'll do the city by sections so that you won't get stuck in too much traffic.
You'll never
miss what's important with a Virgo.
We need to hire a Virgo.
We need to set up
our son with somebody for their future like that because he's always behind, always doing. So that's good. So when Mary and I we travel, you know, we're naturally curious, both of us. You know, we both enjoy learning new things. We love immersing in new cultures and, frankly, experiencing life differently than we live it at home. That's the beauty of going to travel.
Yes,
really immersive.
And I'm sure that's true for many people that are listening out there. I don't think that's some epiphany that I'm saying right now. But are there some specific signs that you feel are particularly well-suited for travel like that? You know, that you can
I think everybody is. You know, like Leo
so it's universal.
Wants
okay.
to get into the culture and the art, you know, whereas Aries may want to do that, but they don't particularly like dressing up at night, whereas Leo will go to the opera in Paris, you know what I'm saying, and want to dress up and experience that part of it, and go to a 5-star restaurant once, you know, to see what that's like,
right. mm-hmm.
And maybe hit all the art galleries, whereas, well, Taurus is going to want to try the spas. Taurus doesn't want to go too much too fast. They want to linger. They want to roam. There's a different pace with Taurus.
Well, Susan, listen, you have touched on
so
a lot of this with folks.
So
folks,
fun.
The website again is astrologyzone.com, and Susan also has an immensely popular book by the same name that you can pick up
and
as well.
App.
And an app, exactly. So, Susan, listen, fun segment. We'll look to do this again at some point. Thanks for your time today, and
Yay.
Enjoy the weekend, okay?
I had so much fun. I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, I just released Susan from the line, and we know Sagittarius and Gemini work, Mary.
Yes, but
and
we also know we need
Aquarian
a Virgo for travel planning.
I think so. We got a lot lot to
that
do.
That was fun.
It was a fun segment. Folks, right now we're going to take a quick break. Terrific time for you to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. And I also want to remind you, if you want to hear this interview again with Susan or any of the interviews that have run on the show today or coming up later this hour or last week, the week before, last year, whenever, you can always go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on podcasts, and you can hear the show again. After these sponsor messages, there's more RM World Travel coming right up, so stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.